This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado residents are among those waiting to find out when they'll be able to get to or from their vacation destinations in Mexico. Several airlines have canceled flights again today to and from parts of the country because of the violence that broke out yesterday after the Mexican military killed the leader of a powerful cartel. In the tourist city of Puerto Vallarta, residents were told to shelter in place. Sochi Vallejos from Denver is there now. She said it's an eerily quiet wait.
There's always cars driving by and people and music and all of those things. And it's completely quiet right now. So that's unsettling because I'm used to the sounds of the city.
There are usually a few flights each day between Denver and Puerto Vallarta. It's unclear when those flights will resume. Layoffs are looming as RTD addresses a $250 million budget deficit for this year. CPR's Tony Gorman reports the cuts seem to focus on management roles and don't appear to include union workers.
The layoffs are part of RTD's operation realignment that will save an estimated $10.7 million. Approximately half of those positions are vacant. The agency says certain vacant and filled leadership positions will be eliminated. ATU Local 1001 President Lance Longenbaum says RTD had been warned about being top heavy with management.
You know, we take no pleasure in anyone losing their job, but they just added layer after layer.
Cuts aren't expected for union employees. There's no timetable as to when the layoffs will take effect. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
If you have plans to visit Rocky Mountain National Park this summer, you'll need a reservation that gives you a set 2-hour window for entry to the park. The new system is meant to reduce crowding. It starts on May 1st for all visits that begin on and after May 22nd. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.